It was a beautiful day to be setting out on an adventure. With a nice breeze out of the southeast and a few puffy clouds floating along overhead. We'd had some good spring rains, and the country north of Wolf Creek sure had its Sunday clothes on. The buffalo grass was tall and green, the bear grass had put out its white blooms, and the hills showed splashes of red, yellow, and purple where the wildflowers grew. We didn't take the most direct route to the canyon pasture, and it took me a while to figure out why. Then I realized that Slim didn't want to leave any tracks on the main trail. So instead of entering the canyon from the south, we loped up north a ways and came in from that direction, taking a narrow cow trail down to the bottom of the canyon. Say, this was a wild and lonesome place. I'd done a little exploring of that canyon farther down, where the walls weren't quite as high and steep, but I'd never felt very comfortable about being there. And for good reason. Those canyons were famous for growing the biggest, meanest, hungriest coyotes in Ocotee County. And on our way down the canyon rim, I found it convenient to, keep very little distance between me and the horses. Don't get me wrong, I'm no chicken liver, but I'd had enough experience with those wild coyote warriors to know that they could sure mess up a dog's camping trip. It was along about 5 in the evening when we reached the spot where Slim wanted to make camp. It was near the head of the canyon, close to a spring-fed pool of water, and with enough old dead wood around to feed a campfire. He hobbled the horses in a grassy flat and pitched his little two-man pup tent. Or was it a two-pup man tent? I can't remember, but it was just about the right size for two men or two pups, or one man and one pup. Anyways, he pitched the tent, rolled out my bed. I didn't know where he planned to sleep, but I staked my claim on that bedroll right away. Got a fire going in the fire pit and made a pot of coffee. By this time, the sun had dropped behind the west rim of the canyon and the shadows were getting long. He brought out his cast iron skillet and started supper. He cooked up some bacon and used the grease to fry some potatoes and weenies. That was his supper. Bacon, fried potatoes, and weenies. I watched him eat, and he even pitched me a bite or two, but to tell you the truth, I've never been crazy about weenies. Oh, they taste all right at first, but after you eat a couple of them, what you begin to notice is the garlic. Me and garlic don't get along. So it didn't bother me at all that Slim ate most of the burned weenies himself. And by then it was getting dark, and he went to work cleaning up the supper mess, and he had left the open package of weenies sitting there on a rock. I wondered if he'd left them there for a reason, or if Slim wasn't what you'd call a careless person. Okay, maybe he was a careless person, but not so careless that he would leave an open package of weenies sitting on a rock without a reason. What could this mean? I watched him as he wiped out his skillet and put things away and began fiddling with his gas lantern. He showed no interest whatever in the package of weenies. At last I narrowed the range of explanations down to 2. Explanation 1. He had left the weenies out on purpose and was conducting a test of my willpower. Explanation 2. He had left them out on purpose, knowing that I had worked up an appetite and that dogs must eat. Okay, the next step was to devise a clever test that would narrow the range of possibilities down to 1. I scooted myself closer to the alleged weenies and gave them a good sniffing. And by George, they smelled pretty good, but the point of the experiment was to see if Slim would snatch them away and say, "Oh no, you don't, pooch." He said nothing of the kind. In fact, he said nothing. He didn't notice. Or to frame it up more in line with the experiment, he had almost certainly put them there, hoping that I would help myself. That made sense. I mean, he was a busy guy. I had no right to expect him to stop what he was doing and feed me every bite of supper. I gave the weenies another sniffing. Holy smokes, those things smell wonderful. I love weenies, always have. Give me a choice between a package of raw weenies and a package of raw steak, and I'll take the weenies every time. Especially if there's no package of steak around. What's a little garlic? Garlic is actually very good for the digestion, and some people even think it can cure a cold. I didn't have a cold, but a guy never knows. I scooched a little closer to the... and gave Slim one last careful observation, just to make sure that this wasn't one of his famous pranks. With these cowboys, you never want to take too much for granted. As I've said before, that's what tombstones are made of. Now he was totally absorbed in his project of trying to light the lantern, which appeared to be giving him some trouble. Okay, there was my answer. I had submitted this deal to rigorous scientific testing, and what was I waiting for? And so it was that after completing the testing procedure and arriving at the only possible conclusion, that Slim wanted me to help myself to the weenies so that he could continue working on the lantern. After completing all the aforementioned so forth, I eased my nose into the package. Just one. That's all I wanted. Just the taste. A little snack to tide me over until... Oh, wonderful weenie! Boy, I hadn't realized just how hungry I was until I gobbled down that luscious weenie, and suddenly I realized just how hungry I was and how much I loved fresh weenies, and maybe just one more. He never missed two weenies out of a whole package. How many weenies were in a package? 12? 24? 135? Who'd miss two little weenies out of a huge package of 135? A normal man couldn't possibly eat 135 weenies on one camping trip, and shouldn't. He needed more variety in his diet, more vegetables and fruits and your other food groups. Just one more. Broccoli. That's what Slim needed in his diet. Lots of broccoli and cabbage, and you know, the great thing about weenies is that they don't require a whole lot of chewing. And they also taste delicious. Yes. Slim definitely needed more broccoli in his one weenie left. You know, once the guy has committed himself to a certain course of action, and we're talking about actions that could lead to serious consequences. Once a guy has charted his course, so to speak, it's not a bad idea to eat the map. That sounds odd, doesn't it? So let's go straight to the point. We're talking about evidence. One weenie left in a package can be interpreted as evidence, whereas no weenies and no package can be interpreted as an honest mistake. Someone misplaced the package of weenies. Forgot to put it in its proper place. It just disappeared. Happens all the time.
So boy, even the apparent wrongdoing,
which could cause friction among the campers, I chose to, that is, the last weenie vanished. And so did the empty package, leaving not a trace behind. Boy, I had definitely caught my limit of weenies for one night. And I wouldn't have minded giving two or three of them back.
Yeah,
to tell you the truth. Darkness had fallen, and Slim had finally gotten his lantern going, and he looked very proud of himself as he... You ever eat so many weenies at one sitting that you could hardly walk? Anyway, Slim looked very proud of himself, and he stood up and yawned and... You ever wonder how it would feel to fall into a huge vat of garlic juice? Garlic everywhere? You can smell it, taste it, hear it, feel it, see it. The only trouble with weenies is that they can turn on you. Once they reach your stomach, they begin releasing a deadly... excuse me. Garlic toxin, which is why I've always hated stupid weenies and why I quit eating weenies the last time I ate them. And if I never see another weenie again in my whole life, that'll be okay with me. Slim looked off to the southwest where lightning was twinkling in the distance. Looks like Amarilla's getting a shower. This grass could use one, but I'd just as soon it waited a week.
Well, Pup, I don't know about you, but I've had about all the fun I can stand for one day. Let's turn in. Who knows, we may be up with cow thieves tonight.
He pulled off his boots and jeans, turned off the lantern, and crawled into the tent. I staggered in behind him, curled up beside his head, and hoped that death would come sooner rather than later. Never, ever, ever would I touch another stupid... Slim sat straight up in bed. Maybe he'd heard the rustlers coming. I didn't care. As far as I was concerned, they could take the whole ranch. I smell garlic. Oh yeah, big deal. I was embalmed with garlic. I wonder if I put those weenies... Hank, you hammerhead, you ate all my camp meat, didn't you? Yes, I did, I confess. Go ahead and shoot me, you'll be doing me a big favor. He kicked me out of the tent. That was okay. I'd always wanted to die out under the stars. I hate weenies.